So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time. And if you remember, we had two breaking stories around immigrants, illegal, quasi-illegal, protected status and all that. The Afghan alleged killer of the National Guard. And when did that happen? The Wednesday before Thanksgiving, right? And as that was developing, even President Trump suddenly was more talking about the Somalis in Minnesota and the fraud story that's been there in plain sight for a while, but suddenly was outed. Ryan Thorpe, along with Chris Rufo. Ryan is the investigative reporter at the Manhattan Institute. For my money, they were the ones well ahead of the curve on this, breaking it, amplifying it nationally, getting it out there in great detail, and also, I would add, making cogent points like you have a group of people that, given modern mores, have been able to get away with assimilating. And Haiti is a country where the government is non-existent or very corrupt, even more than Philadelphia. Well, it's pretty close. And as a result, people think nothing of getting over. That's their way to survive. Ryan joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ryan, great job to you guys. You really have an important story, amplified it, got it out there well ahead of everybody else. What is it that drew you and Chris Rufo to this, Ryan?
Initially, I was we were doing some digging into fraud, waste, and abuse in government welfare programs, kind of writ large. We then keyed into Minnesota, given the indictments that were stacking up, because it seemed like from the outside looking in that they, you know, had a significant problem on their hands. And then as we dove into the story, it just immediately became apparent that, you know, you connect some obvious dots here and these massive fraud rings that have taken billions, stolen billions from taxpayers. This has been heavily concentrated in the Somali community, and yet it seemed like progressive politicians, progressive media were, you know, either unwilling or unable to acknowledge this fact. So that was really the kind of jumping off point for us.
How were they able to do that? You know, we know that big things can happen, but when you have a B in front of it, a billion, not just a million here and there, how were they able to do that? Is it just walls? Is it Ellison that listeners even know about over the years? And the culture there, there must be more, though, to get away with it to this point.
Yeah, the more we looked at this, the more it became very apparent that you almost had a perfect storm brewing in the state of Minnesota. So you had, you know, a sizable Smalley population, the largest concentration of Smalleys outside of Somalia itself. This is a community that, you know, I've learned it's fairly insular. It comes from a tribal clan-based society. And what some of these fraud rings have also demonstrated is that they are unafraid to cynically deploy accusations of racism as a shield when people start asking questions about what's been going on. You have that colliding with, you know, a perhaps the most generous welfare state in the country, a kind of bleeding heart political class that is terrified of being seen as politically incorrect and also alienating the Somali community, which has turned into a sizable voting bloc in that state. So when those conditions all collide, you know, this is what we get.
Yeah, I did Minnesota radio, Ryan, way back when, and they told me, you know, you have to be polite, not like in Philadelphia. We're polite, but you know what I mean? And also, don't say anything about the Somalis. That's what the guy there tells me. I said, well, there's a heck of a story here they're engaged in. This was a while ago. How do you guys know, or the supposition is that, I think it was you and Chris, that some of the money is going to terrorism in Somalia?
Yes. So we had heard this claim from a very well-placed, well-connected source that we had developed in Minnesota. And so that was the jumping off point for exploring that aspect of the story. Over the course of, you know, our investigation, we developed a number of sources who were in law enforcement, who served in counterterrorism. One source in particular who was a longtime member of the JTTF out of Minneapolis. And we spoke to these people and we were trying to trace, you know, what is going on with this stolen money? Well, millions of it has been sent abroad. The Somali diaspora in Minnesota has sent significant funds in remittances back to Somalia to support, you know, family members. And that's also true of stolen tax dollars in some of these fraud rings. Well, given the fact that Al-Shabaab controls a significant chunk of that country, what our sources were telling us is that in the areas they control, the hawalas, which are kind of informal money transfer networks, they're under their control. So when money is passing through, they're absolutely getting their hands on a cut of it. So inadvertently, you know, stolen American tax dollars have ended up in the coffers of a Al-Qaeda affiliated radical jihadi terror group.
We're talking with Ryan Thorpe here about this really, really thorough and important investigation. He's an investigative reporter at the Manhattan Institute. So are these people by and large here legally? Tom Homan is going there or is there with ICE to send a message. And this temporary protective status, is that going to change?
So my understanding is that the temporary protected status, there was only, you know, I forget the number off the top of my head, but we're talking hundreds of, of people, hundreds of Somali in Minnesota who would have fallen under that status. Meanwhile, the Somali community itself is, you know, 80,000. I've seen some estimates potentially upwards of 100,000. So this is a very small subset of the population that would have been impacted by the termination of temporary protected status for that community. And then in terms of people who have been arrested in these fraud rings or indicted to date, you know, I do believe that many of them have become American citizens.
Ah, and as I remember it, Ryan, when I filled in there, they did tell me, yeah, feel free to talk about Omar. A lot of these people are settled in her congressional district.
Yes, and certainly there were connections between Ilhan Omar and the Feeding Our Future fraud ring in particular, which, you know, ripped off hundreds of millions of dollars claiming to be feeding meals to underprivileged, hungry children when no meals were being served and the money was simply being pocketed. But, you know, the people associated with this fraud ring certainly had political connections to Omar, made public appearances, gave donations, political donations to her. So the more you dive into this, the more you start to see that, you know, members of the Somali community, and including those who have been engaged in these fraud rings, they've really established some strong political connections for themselves in the state and are unafraid to tap those in moments when they're facing scrutiny.
little bit outside the box, Ryan, because I knew I was having you on today. And you guys are top-notch investigative reporter at the Manhattan Institute. We hear a lot when we think in fraud, something like that, and SNAP. And Brooke Rowens has been in the news, the head of the agriculture. Listeners made me aware today, and maybe you knew this already. Well, what do we do to at least stop this, that you can be on food stamps and buy caviar? Lobster, I sort of knew, but caviar, and the caviar can on Amazon says, we are now EBA compliant. You can buy us. Are you aware of that? They're making all these moves on all this stuff. I don't think Americans want people to be buying caviar if you're on food stamps.
So I wasn't aware of that, although that's an incredible detail to learn. I mean, one lesson I think that is quite clear from the experience in Minnesota is that when you look at these government welfare programs that were defrauded, so often there were almost no guardrails. There were very few checks and balances, and that this was done as a matter of design. The idea being we have to get money into the hands of people who need it. We need to have low barriers for entry into these programs. And so whether it's SNAP or some of these programs in Minnesota, there needs to be a real let's go back to the drawing board and kind of think through from step one how we are administering these programs, because often it falls quite short and doesn't ultimately protect taxpayer interest and taxpayer dollars.
Since we're talking about that, too, any sense, I don't know, particularly with the Somalis, but I look at a couple of the Republican plans on Obamacare, because it looks like somehow or another we're going to continue that, the subsidies, Ryan, and they want to put $5 a month you have to pay to stop fraud, because it appears to be an unbelievable number of these accounts are not really for health for people that are needing the subsidy. They're getting money that's fraudulent. I don't know, that $5 a month, that's cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't done any specific digging into that area, mm-hmm. so I certainly don't want to get out in front of my skis here, but the situation in Minnesota, it's happening. I think Minnesota stands out as potentially the worst in the nation, but there are issues all over the place. And we've certainly been getting some tips about, potential other stories to dig into when it comes to fraud in these types of programs. So it's something we hope to continue investigating and hopefully reporting on.
Well, you really struck a chord with this well ahead, and the repercussions are going forward. You've offered up the solutions. Where do we find your work, and how often, Ryan? Where do people find you?
Yeah, you can read me at City Journal, which is the magazine published by the Manhattan Institute. And I'm also on X at RK_Thorpe.
I'm going to go there right now. Make sure I follow you to get the good stuff. Ryan, thank you very much. If you need any more caviar information, I will send it. But I tell you, I think it's an interesting story.
Oh, it was a pleasure to join you.
Thank you, Ryan. Ryan Thorpe here. I can tell he's a guy doesn't want to get out ahead of it there, Henry, but the caviar thing, that was from a listener. I'm looking at the can you can buy on Amazon. Now we're EBT compliant. You can buy. Advertising it that way is just shock. Why? How many people? Does that tell you something? They must think a good number of people that are getting food stamps, probably not needing them, are going to buy caviar.
Yeah, I bet it's been asked like in the checkout line before. It's like, what do you mean I can't buy this?
Yeah, exactly. Can you see
the jarred products?
I used to, on Fridays, ask stories of people in the checkout line, either the kid and the mother attacking the kid, or somebody's in front of you, a fancy cake, a lobster, and then you're making do with what you have, and you see them take out the EBT card. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. 855-839-1210. You get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. We'll get you on board. You can get in. Don't forget the side question. And that is something that is underrated is what we're looking for. Hey, imagine actually feeling merry, bright, and genuinely healthy this holiday season. With Rescue, that feeling starts right now. Going on today. The Deck the Halls sales let you save up to 78% on high-quality, research-backed, natural supplements so you can feel your best and enjoy every festive moment ahead. For over 40 years, Rescue Natural Supplements, well, they've been the trusted wellness partner for millions of folks and their families across the country. Formulas are crafted with purity, potency, and real science behind every capsule. That's why customers rely on Rescue for their essentials. Powerful omega-3s, doctor-recommended cholesterol support, gentle but effective pain relief, advanced probiotic blends, and natural age-defying formulas that help you stay vibrant from the inside out. So this season, give yourself the gift of feeling good. Stock up big and step into the holidays with the confidence that comes from supplements that are made with integrity and backed by decades of results. Ordering is easy. Just go to res-q.com or call a Rescue product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or online, res-q.com, for up to 78% off this entire holiday season.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right. It is Dom time. Got so many people calling in. I do want to get to this hepatitis B. Let me just say this. The vote was overwhelming today with the CDC panel. I'm in touch with one of the leading members of this. Their argument is you don't need to be doing that. You test the mother. The argument of the other side is if you get hepatitis B, you wait 2 months. It is no cure. It's a lifelong disease, could result in a lot of things that are downside. I like the fact that we are looking at every nook and cranny of this debate over vaccines. You know, we're told all the time, well, you don't understand science. why we're giving a multitude of vaccines. I'll say it that way, multiple, in one fell swoop, that we've started doing that. And in a place like Jersey, the numbers of vaccines that are mandatory. This one, the debate is over when to do it, but there seems to be an inkling. Some of these people on the board, I don't know if they want to vaccinate. The Children's Hospital, which, you know what, I like the guy, so I'm not going to say his name because I admire him, but not the hospital anymore, given their stance on the trans nonsense. They say, well, somebody with hepatitis B, if they're around you and you haven't been vaccinated, you don't have to do anything with them. Just casual contact or being in the area, that could be enough. So that's what the worryment is. This is a big vote, not just specifically on hepatitis B, of where this debate is going. Kennedy is going to be the most consequential, other than President Trump, out of all these things that have gone on here. You know that, and I know that. Just look at even in the first year. This is a milestone here. The fact that he claims, and the science community, I would say the consensus is no, this could be a cause, or maybe even says this is a direct link to autism. Again, Manhattan Project. We have so many kids autistic, so many people. All right. Doesn't mean we're going to go around, though, saying Tylenol. You know the whole thing with that. We've been through that. Better not to take Tylenol. Better not to do that. Dr. Siegel on with me during pregnancy. But you know what? You don't want to get into an inflammation. You don't want to get somebody sick during that period of time either. So great that we're going to look for the cause of autism. But saying everything, starting that up in this, is causing a lot of consternation. So you can get in on that. This is a big moment, though. The drug boat stuff, this guy, Jim Himes, he might come on, too. And I think we would both go nuts. He's on the House Intelligence Committee. And it's the Himes cut, Henry, because I want to make a point about the Pacific. I think it's slightly new than the one we've been playing. Maybe it's not. It's cut 11. He describes people killed during the drug boat by the second strike as two terrified men that probably didn't have a lot of economic opportunity. Listen to this.
You know, I live in a political world, and a lot of folks, if you just tell them, you know, the president is killing narco terrorists in the Caribbean, you know, reasonably enough, they'll say, you know, a lot of Americans die because of overdoses. And, you know, they might say, okay, I'm supportive of that, right? But what you need to do is you need to see two terrified men clinging to the wreckage of a ship. And these men are not, this is not Pablo Escobar out there on a boat. You know, these are guys that probably didn't have a lot of economic opportunity, made a terrible decision to participate in the drug trade.
You know, it's just the language of that, right there at the end, even more. You think, the phrase, Henry, I get, you see this in sports, when we want some guy to play at the pro level, but he's killed somebody or he's a criminal. He's done something. Well, Your Honor, the young man, as soon as I hear the young man, that's it. You're going to jail for 20 years, Your Honor, the lawyer. You get one young man in my court. Don't say it again. Don't say it. It's like Joe Pesci. Don't say it. The young man, well, the same thing he said there. They made a terrible decision. Like, this is a decision-making process. Look, you don't have to be Pablo Escobar. We ought to kill him, too, and every one of them. You're in the drug trade. You know exactly what you're doing.
You're a foot soldier.
You're a foot soldier, right. It's not everybody at the top. So ask for him to come on. I think this would be pretty good.
Yeah, I think of it like this, where it's like in The Sopranos, when Christopher had like Matthew Bevilacqua and those guys running around with him. They're foot soldiers. Those are the guys running these boats. Tony Soprano's not in that boat.
Right. Well,
it's not like
you know my answer to this. My answer is good. Would you agree we ought to be killing them too?
They're not in. Yeah, they're not innocent bystanders.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right. Exactly. I mean, I want to take out the top guys. If I can get at them, I'm going to take them out. Instead, they don't want to take anybody out. Then we have to see vigils with candles all around fentanyl. All right. Here's the thing I agree with them on. Pretty much. I'm telling you, it's clear to me, Venezuela is not the biggest source of fentanyl or anything close to it. Now, we did take out people coming in on the Pacific. I saw Charles Blow. What an interesting name. The columnist from the New York Times, particularly debating drugs, Charles Blow.
Born for that role.
Yeah, that's right. Saying, well, what are you guys talking about? Why are we killing them in Venezuela? I want to take them out, just for the record. Check that box, Venezuela. But they're coming in through the Pacific with fentanyl, China. Everybody knows that. Well, I'm not sure about that. It's Mexico, but maybe they're coming in. Guess what? Yesterday, we hit and killed four in a drug boat coming from the Pacific. So good. If that's all I want to know is what we can agree on with Democrats of where it's coming from, and then what action would they sanction? I think we could get agreement. I'll agree with them on that. They don't want to take out Venezuela, but they really don't want to take out where fentanyl is coming from. Now, if it's China, then we're up against a problem that any number of people, some of them Republicans, have allowed China to grow into such a behemoth that what do we do? China is the source of a lot of fentanyl, if not almost exclusively. What do we do with them? We put ourselves into a position where they have gotten to be such a power that it's pretty hard to push back on them. If I had to, I wouldn't allow any of their students coming from China in American universities. I would root out every one of them that's spying on us in any way possible. I would make it uncomfortable for our teams that are playing footsie with them, like the NBA, etc. I would do whatever I could, but I have to admit, with China, how much can I do? Mexico, I know what I would do. Ron DeSantis would do it. Why doesn't Trump? You got to ask questions here if you really want to get to the bottom of this. I saw DeSantis again today. He's not charismatic as a presidential candidate. He's not. But he drills down on something. If DeSantis believes, as I do, that's where the fentanyl's coming from, Ronnie DeSantis is going to say, hit him. Hit the drug factories. And if we hit the drug factories, what would the Democrats say then? With the drug boats, are trying to claim these are just fishermen, really, going 160 miles an hour over waves, taking their life into the line. No, we're not going to send the Coast Guard chasing them at 160 miles an hour. We don't want to get the Coast Guard killed. And I think they think, well, why can't we put something in the air telling you, pull over or you'll be shot? Okay, I'm fine. If we have the technology, give them the obligatory. You have 1 second to pull over and then hit them.
I'm thinking like a giant like fishing net or something. Yeah. You just drop on them.
Okay,
you could just like fish them out once you shut their boat down and then like use them for information, try and get them.
Yeah, but I don't know if they can quite get to them quickly. They're afraid that they're going to pass the drugs off that were there is the argument to other cartel ships. You know, the cartel's not fooling around.
That's what the Mets for.
That's $100 million there. They're going to swoop
in. Because they can
totally
do that surrounded by boats.
Yeah, but getting there quickly enough is the issue. I don't think we want to have the Coast Guard chasing them is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
These guys are, they're two things. They're skilled and they're reckless in that they're going to make a lot of money, particularly for their economy. He's right about that. And the bottom line is they're willing to risk. They're risking just by going at that speed. I mean, I don't know if you guys ever been a boat that fast. I can't even imagine that.
I don't think I have.
I don't know how many feet in the air this thing must come out. You've seen them. You've seen the shape of them.
Oh, if you've gone fast in a boat and you're going over a wave and you're like, oh, my gosh. Well,
oh, my
flying.
God. Yeah, I don't even want to think about that. Driving doesn't bother me as much, but a boat, oh, my goodness. You know, I'm nervous in anything just tugging along. All right, let's go to Gary in Newtown. Something about Henry's buying his drink.
Oh, all right.
All right, here we go. Gary, is that at the Politics and Pints or what?
Absolutely. Well, let's start with this. Welcome to my side of not wanting to pay for Coca-Cola chips and everything else with an EBT card, finally.
Okay.
And while we're at it, when I see you next time and Henry is in our midst, he's going to buy us drinks and we're not even going to thank him.
Oh, that's right, because he thinks you're going to be able to buy caviar. That's right.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Caviar. Let's. You know what? You'll get a glass of wine. You know what? Let's have him take us to dinner. Why not?
Need a thank you for paying taxes.
You know what? I think we ought to have some caviar, at least an ounce Greg Stocker on the table there so that we can mock it.
I'm sure there's cheap caviar.
Oh, cheap caviar. It's an ounce for $80.
Yeah. Yeah. That's more high end.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Let me give you some stats about what you're talking about on autism and Somali.
Yes.
And let's see. In 2018, there were 41 clinics. There's over 300 in 2023. In that same time frame, there was $3 million in autism Medicaid claims in 2018. And $399 million by 2023, 2018 versus 2023. Mm-hmm. So just do the math. If you take 339 divided by three, that's how many thousands of autism kids that they were claiming. Don't know if they are or if they're not, but they're certainly juicing the numbers, right?
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Look, we have to try to get to the bottom of this. But Gary, isn't it reasonable that a good bit of this is we're better at diagnosing, we're tagging them more, and we have the spectrum, so somebody can be very mild and have autism.
I will grant you that, yes. But I will say that you are old enough, and I am old enough to go right to where RFK goes. You don't know anybody or can remember anybody in your grade school that was. I barely do. And I doubt that, well, I barely do, but Henry, and I don't know how old Sean is, but I think that they do know people that are autistic.
You do, Henry?
No, I guess not.
Okay. Oh, yeah, nope. Several.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah, Sean does.
Several. Okay. Well, we have to shift up crowds here. Give one of those guys to Henry's side so he knows one and you know one.
Yeah, exactly. Do.
Yeah.
So the answer to the side question today is we're going in. It's a Thursday. I know today's Friday, but it's a Thursday. We're eating dinner. ABC News is telling us tomorrow there's a chance of light rain. And the next thing you know, we wake up and there's too much snow to even go out the front door. We have an automatic snow day. The snow day, when you didn't expect it, is underrated.
That is unbelievable. Well, I like the nuance. That is a great underrated. And Gary, an enemy of mankind, in addition to the Communist Chinese Party, are these people that say kids should go to Zoom school when it's a snow day. They're the enemy of mankind.
I think they should. I don't even want to comment on that one. I would probably profanity.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really, notice what he said, too, that it's unexpected. It wasn't like snow's coming. Maybe a
right,
lot.
Yeah.
Oh, the unexpected snow day. The yeah. last minute. You hear that. Now, did you grow up in the era where they had a number and you heard the number?
No. It was more like watching the Chiron on the bottom of the screens. If your school right. came up with it, whether it said open, okay. 2-hour delay, or closed.
Well, in the one school district I taught, they were very slow. They were going to wait these others out. You'd see minutes going by. The school district next door declares, yep. and suddenly they declare. Mm-hmm. Well, they did it. You know,
that's run, still run, how it goes.
That's, right, yeah, it's like ABC News or something. Okay, they did it. We can
it's
do the, it now.
It's a herd mentality.
Exactly. All right, so 855-839-1210. Coming up, our buddy, Dr. E.J. Antoni. What does he say about the new Trump accounts? Unemployment is down, but there are a lot of financial things to run past him. We'll get to him next. You get him right now at 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, On Demand. On Demand.
All right, it's always a good day in the neighborhood when we can talk with Dr. E.J. Antoni. Dr. Antoni, Chief Economist and Richard Astor Fellow in the Heritage Foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for the Federal Budget. Yes, cue the joke. That's got to be blocks long if you're covering the federal budget. Let's see if Dr. Antoni knew about the caviar in there. Hey, EJ, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thanks for joining us.
Dom, always a pleasure. Great to be back with you.
Well, I want to test your knowledge base of this. I just had on the great investigative reporter. A listener sent me this early today, and I know the Trump administration's trying to curtail government, cut down on the excesses. More than apparently, EJ, you can buy caviar while on food stamps.
Dom, it's a lot worse than that. I mean, it's a shorter list of what you can't buy
yes.
on food stamps.
You can get some wine. There's
outrageous.
Wine on there.
People, people go into a grocery store, I've literally seen it personally. It's not just that this is anecdotal. It shows up in the macro level data too, where people will go in and buy things like lobster tail with their food stamps. I mean, like, Dom, just to give like some further perspective as to how bad the abuses are on food stamps, a full two-thirds of the adults on food stamps right now are able-bodied but not working. They're not disabled. Mm-hmm. They can work. They're choosing not to. That's an absolute disgrace. In my mind, that is fraud. I understand they may be following the letter of the law, but certainly not the spirit of the law.
Exactly right. And I did see, and this is very underreported, you probably have talked about it, maybe even with me, U.S. jobless numbers hit a 30-year low over Thanksgiving. 30-year low.
Yeah, I mean, this is really incredible. And look, for a couple of caveats, I will add just for like disclosure or whatever. The weekly jobless claims, it's very volatile data, okay? It can be up one week and then down the next, and it's also very difficult to adjust for seasonality around Christmas time because you have a lot of people, for example, jumping into the labor market to get some extra money, so they have Christmas spending money, essentially, right? So, okay, all that aside, this was a massive drop, way more than you could expect from something like the off changes with seasonality. And so you have to say, all right, what on earth is causing these numbers to be so low? And I think immigration policy probably has a lot to do with it, where stores no longer are able to hire illegal aliens, people who have either been deported or are now self-deporting. The administration is making it harder for the people who shouldn't be here to get work. And so Americans are filling those jobs. And just for some further perspective, Dom, in terms of how low this number is, it's the lowest since I think 2022, but that was just kind of a 1 month and off month that year. You have to go all the way back to the 70s to find another month that was, or another week, I should say, that was this low. And if you adjust for the size of the labor force, which has obviously gone up over time, this was, I think, the lowest on record, which goes back to like the 60s. So this was the smallest percent of the labor force filing initial unemployment claims on record. That's noteworthy. Again, I understand there's problems with seasonality here and the data set is volatile, but this is still a noteworthy datum point.
Absolutely. And EJ, to that point, thank God we have you. Vance is doing yeoman's work on this, linking part of the housing problem, which is just this really existential problem with young adults, to illegal immigration. And the more that we see self-deportation and deportation, that's going to free up some housing and maybe at least renting costs. There's going to be some relief just due to that.
Well, that's exactly right, Dom. And look, if you want to know what's going on in rental markets in real time, you just can't use the government's official data because it incorporates about a 6-month lag. So that's terrible numbers to use. It's not going to tell you what's going on today. It's looking in the rearview mirror. But if we're actually going to a source like Trueflation, where I'm an advisory board member, they observe literally millions of prices a day, and that includes real estate sites and brokerages and other places where you can get real-time rental data. Those rents are plummeting. They're falling by the fastest rates in literally years, actually decades. So rent prices are coming down really, really fast. Why is that? Maybe it's because we're deporting all of these people who shouldn't have even been here in our country in the first place. If you import over 10 million people in only a few years, those people got to have somewhere to live, right?
Exactly.
Think of it, Dom. You basically brought in the equivalent of the population of New Jersey, the most densely populated state in the union, right over the Delaware River from where you are. And I understand they didn't all go to New Jersey. It's not like you doubled that state's population. It was spread out for better or for worse around the country. But what do you think that increase in demand for housing did to the housing market? It obviously pushed up prices.
Exactly. Now, EJ, the president gets it on this, and I don't think it would be your area to handle it. It would be more mine, communication on this, to say, Mr. President, stop saying it's a hoax, the affordability thing. We got to deal with this. So he's going to be on the road. He's coming to Pennsylvania. We think he's in northeastern Pennsylvania. If you were along, you're advising him on this. How are you approaching it? Because you take into account the economics, but also the human side. The economic side, they got it. They're drilling down CAFE standards, Ozempic even. They're hitting out there at everything possible. But then he sits there and says, well, this is really a hoax. That's the package with Trump that we have to deal with. What would you be advising him to hit, though, in this campaign?
Well, Dom, I think there's three points. First, we got here because of Biden.
Right.
Biden created this mess. It was Biden. It was the big spenders in Congress, some of whom were Republican, let's be honest. But those were the people who brought us over the course of 4 years the cost of living crisis. It did not magically arrive in January of 2025 when Trump took office. OK, so that's how we got here. However, Trump has made progress in reversing that. Things have gotten better this year. Under Biden, we've talked about this before, what you could buy with your weekly paycheck, on average, some people were worse, some people were better, but on average, it fell 4% while he was in office. Since Trump took office, it's gone up about 1%. So you can buy 1% more. For those playing along at home, that means you're still down roughly 3%, right? And that brings us to the third thing, which is there's still a long way to go. Life is not affordable yet for the average American. Things got really bad because of Biden. They're getting a little better under Trump, but that's, even though it's progress, there's still a long way to go. We haven't done enough. We haven't seen enough progress. Things are moving quickly in the right direction, but again, that's not enough, and we're not going to rest on our laurels and say, all right, we made a little bit of progress, we can stop here. No. The cost to own a home, the monthly mortgage payment on a median price home, more than doubled in less than 4 years. That is unacceptable in the United States of America. We have to make more progress in getting that back down and making it so that young people can afford a home again.
Absolutely. Now, on healthcare, EJ, I'm not sure this is an area that's, it's not just economics, it's also the politics of it. I see any number of Republicans getting very anxious. Some of the numbers, if they're correct, of what will happen if the Obamacare subsidy doesn't continue for at least a year are enormous. And is it true, in your view, that any number of them are potentially people that supported Trump, not just Democrats on the other side? And if that happens, they're afraid, we have December 31st to do something, the midterms are going to be rough.
Well, but Dom, why do we assume there's not going to be any response? In other words, all these subsidies go away, right?
Right.
And now
okay.
all of a sudden people see what healthcare really costs. And so a lot of people now are not going to be able to afford the plans that they had before. So if you're an insurance company and all of a sudden all these subsidies go away and now nobody buys your insurance plan for that price, what are you going to do? You're going to have to reduce your price.
Wait a minute. Well, let me ask you, Jay, we're on to something good here. Let me ask you, short term, though, would they, or is there going to be a lag and that's where the Republicans get killed?
Well, of course there's going to be a lag, but the question is, how long is that lag going to be? Do you really think an insurance company is going to sit back for an entire year and not adjust their prices while they get literally no one signing up and no one therefore paying them premiums? That's not a very good business model. They're going to have to adapt relatively quickly to this.
Now, you mean a matter of 2-3 months, something like that, by the spring, you would see the adaptation?
I think so. Now, what will help ensure that adaptation actually happens, though, Dom, is if you get more regulatory reform, and this is where the administration as well as the Congress need to act here and make it so that insurers have more flexibility on the kinds of plans that they offer. When it comes to health insurance, what we really need is the equivalent of like what we have for car insurance. We want to go back to a model where health insurance is actual insurance. It covers catastrophes, not everyday occurrences. Imagine how expensive your car insurance would be if it had to cover tire rotations and oil changes, changing your spark plugs or the different fluids, whether that's your coolant or your fluid for your transaxle or transmission. Imagine how expensive your car insurance would be if it had to cover all those things. Well, that's what we've done with health insurance. We have put all these ridiculous Obamacare mandates in place where your health insurance has to cover all these different things that you previously would just pay cash for, which is a much better system because it reduces costs for both you and your health care provider. And by involving middlemen in everything, what happens every time you have a middleman? You drive up costs. And that's exactly what we've seen. And furthermore, because of these crazy regulations with Obamacare, they've created this incentive for health insurance companies to basically own subsidiaries that manage all of these costs for them. And by manage the costs, I mean artificially inflate them. They create monopolies in different areas, and then they set prices artificially high. And the insurance company can say, well, it's not us setting the price. Of course not. It's another company that you own. I mean, the whole thing is a massive racket, and it's all made possible because of the regulatory framework that Obamacare created. What happened after Obamacare? Did care actually become affordable, like the name of the legislation? No. Cost went up at a new record pace.
All right, get on that hotline number you must have to the Oval Office. Whisper this all in Trump's ear. That's what I want to hear on Tuesday, EJ. Word by word.
Dom, I'm going to do my best.
Well, EJ, thank you. Have a great weekend. And where do we find you until the next time?
Best place is going to be on X, and the handle there is @RealEJAntoni.
Thank you, EJ. Have a nice weekend. Thank you very much.
You too, Dom.
Now, I'd love to have him on, Henry. I'm serious, sir, if you could pull it off, along with Jeff Van Drew, because Van Drew's getting very nervous on this health thing and is saying, no, we got to pull out all the stops. Let alone, Brian Fitzpatrick. I'll deal with Brian Fitzpatrick here. You heard what he said. Would it pass that quickly, or they're afraid? Could they actually go with Brian Fitzpatrick's plan, which would cap it at 225 family income? You know what that means for in Bucks County particularly? He's saying that we pay the Obamacare subsidies up to a family of four, $225,000 in income. If you're under that, then you get the subsidies. That's nuts. We're not going to go there. Now, EJ's is, I have to say, as much as I really respect him politically, if the Republicans do nothing to face down the health and companies, thinking they'll lower the prices, oh, man, this is going to be interesting. Yeah, this is going to I think that they would just wait it out to see what Democrats do. And if Democrats win, they want Democrats to win. Because if they win, they're going to keep up these high prices. All right, 855-839-1210. You grab a line now. Hit us on the side question. Great one today. Simple one. The most underrated so far, that snow day you didn't see coming. This coming off, and Guy Shiraki will be here. USC is better than Georgetown, is what he said to me essentially in the text within 30 seconds. And down the hall, they're saying, yeah, we think Cole Hamels should be in the Hall of Fame. Oh, my God. It just, it boggles the mind. The world is, if I wake up and Cole Hamels is in the Hall of Fame, that's it. I don't know.
You're going to celebrate that day. Come
oh,
on.
Yeah, we're going to celebrate. Yourself. Yes.
Yeah.
That somebody unworthy, even though he's a good, great guy, has got into the, you know, the reason why people like the Hall of Fame to be that way is we want to believe it truly is the best. So, all right, if Cole Hamels goes in, I want to be there. I'll take it out. I want to take the scooter, Phil Rizzuto's plaque, out of there. You know, it's got to be a limit. Take his out. All right, you want to put him in. He's more worthy. Okay, get him out of there. What was he, a banjo hitter? Not even a banjo. What's smaller than a banjo? Why do they say a guy's a banjo hitter?
Mandolin.
A mandolin hitter. Yeah, Phil Rizzuto was a mandolin hitter. The Mendoza, the Rizzuto line. Mendoza's not in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, at least Cole Hamels won a World Series MVP.
I could see a guy, one of these analysts, saying, all right, let me look at Mendoza. I'll find a nugget here and say he was a valuable player. How about his OPS, ABC, and Z? It was good. The Mendoza line. How would you like to have that named after you? It's a great honor.
I feel like Cole Hamels would have something like that associated with him if he did go in the Hall of Fame.
He would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would.
Oh, this guy's a total Cole Hamels or something. He's a total
Hamels. Exactly. He's a total machete among producers. 855. Well, it could mean good.
All right.
He's the Dom Giordano of talk shows.
In the context we were just talking about, it didn't seem that good.
He's the Dom Giordano of talk shows. 855-839-1210. Grab a line on Talk Radio 1210. Let me do Dr. Bentz here for a moment. My good friend, personal dental specialist and board-certified prosthodontist, Dr. Robert Bentz. And we've been telling you, and let me just explain this. It's great news to share. His daughter, Dr. Emily Bentz, prosthodontist, has successfully challenged and completed her board certification. This is no small feat. So it means when you go there, you have not one, but two prosthodontists with over 11 years of training and 33 years of experience between them. Thrilling to know Dr. Emily Bentz joins Dr. Bentz, providing the best in customized and innovative care for the most complex dental cases, sometimes like mine. In addition to the exceptional general dentistry, those services provided by Dr. Sarah Cooley Bentz, it's a true family affair. So when you have an issue that requires highly specialized care, perhaps a second opinion, I encourage you to do what I did. Get that initial appointment now. Call Dr. Bentz, the Bentz Dental Group, 610-272-6949. Maybe you haven't exhausted your dental benefit yet, if you have that, right? It's the time of the year. The clock's ticking. Give them a call. Visit their website, BentzDentalGroup.com, B-E-N-T-Z, DentalGroup.com.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.